Begin the current tab of Masechet Tzvachim Daf Pei Vav. Begin four lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous Daf, which had this brought a Braisa that elaborated on the Mishnah from the previous Daf, which discussed, unlike the previous Mishnahs regarding Psulin, as the title of this paragraph was discussing, a Mizbech Mekadosh Esarola, even though these are things that are invalid, but once it was put up, we don't take it down. Our previous Mishnah discussed items that are not puzzled, but they have no relevancy to the Mizbech, either because they're like meat which is eaten, or some other parts that are consumed, or items that are secondary, and therefore they're not the primary part, like the wool on the animal, their bones and the sinews. We're getting all those things that the Mishnah had said, well, it depends. When they're attached, then we're going to say that it's going to be brought up with the meat. But if it's detached, then we're actually going to take it down. Then it has nothing to do with the Mizbech, not any better than the piece of the meat of the animal, which we take down because we don't even say Imolu lo yerd over there, because although it's not even possible, but has no relevancy to the Mizbech. So that our Gemara says, Man Tana Deshamet Le Da'amar, who's the Tana that we had heard who says this idea that Pirshu Yerdu, that if the bones or the tendons or whatever it is that are not the primary meat of the carbon or the blood that has to be brought to the Mizbech, that actually that you come down and then we'll say that the Mishnah is going like him. So says the Gemara, Rabbi, it's like Rabbi, the Tana like Lumna Braisa. The Tanakhama says, the Pasuk says as follows, V'hikter ha-koyin yasakol ha-mizbecha, that the Koyin brings, he sacrifices all of it on the altar, which is the oila, all of it is burnt on the Mizbech. So says the Tanakhama, L'rabbis, this comes to include, ha-tzamais, v'agidin, the bones and the sinews, v'akarnayim, v'atlofim, and the horns and the hooves, afila pirshu, says the Tanakhama, even if they were disconnected from the flesh of the animal, this is included in eshakol ha-mizbecha, and if you're going to burn it all on the Mizbech. Now, so says the Tanakhama, Ve'lamani Mekayim, then how am I going to fulfill the other pasuk, which we had mentioned this on the previous daf, in the Braisa, that elaborate on the halacha of a Mishnah, that which the Tanakhama is obviously learning differently, V'asisoy l'secha basav adam, that you make the oil, it sounds like only the flesh and the blood. So what is it? Is it everything, like the bones and the sinews, or is it only the blood and the flesh? So says the Tanakhama, Lo Melucha, he learned the pasuk to tell you as follows. When it says only the flesh and the blood is ikuli oila atamachzer, the limbs of the oila that are partially consumed and they fall over the mizbech, that the pasuk is telling you, you got to do that, all of it has to be consumed in the mizbech, that's what you put back. V'yatamachzer ikuli gidin batzames, but you do not put back on the partially consumed parts of the sinews and the bones. But initially, even if it's detached, that's, you makter it all on the mizbech. The other pasuk makes it sound like only the flesh and the blood. That means when it's consumed, but yet not totally ashes, and it falls off the mizbech, what do you put back on? That's going to be a requirement only on habasav adam, but regarding the other parts, that is no requirement to put it back on. Now that's the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yaimer, he resolves the psukim, as we brought in the braisa from the previous daf, which is just like the halacha of Mishnah, in a different way. He says, on the one hand, Kasav Echarem, one pasuk says, V'hikter ha-koin esakoy la-mizbecha. The koin sacrifices, burns it all on the altar. Well, that's riba, that's inclusionary term, sounding like every part of the animal is burned on the mizbech. V'kasav Echarem, one pasuk says, V'sisoy la-secha basav adam, that you'll make the oila on the mizbech, the flesh and the blood, which is meat, exclusionary term, saying only the flesh and the blood. So Haketzad, how do you resolve the two pesukim? So it says Rabbi, which like the halacha of our mission and the brayse we brought on the top of the daf in the previous daf, michubarin yalu. If it's still attached, which the flesh or the body, the skeletal system is connected to the other parts of the body, to the flesh, to the muscular system. So michubarin, if they're attached, then yalu, then you put up on the mizbeach because it's secondary, it's considered part of the limbs. Pirshu, but if it became disconnected, afilahin bereishim mizbech yerdu. Even if it's on the top of the mizbech, you'll take it down. Like we said, it's no better than, let's say, chakam chatas, it's meat, where even if it's on the top, you take it down because it has no relevancy. Here also the bones, unless it's secondary because it's attached. When it's detached, then you take it down. So is it kal or is it only dam and basar? Well, it depends. If it's attached, it's kal. If it's detached, then it's only habasar badam. Now the Gemara explains and elaborates on this opinion of Rabbi, which is like the opinion of our Mishnah, that the Braisa said Pirshu, if they became disconnected, so the Girsa tells us not Loyalu, but rather the word should say Yerdu. That like we said, even if it was on the top, you're going to take it down. Now on that, Amr Bzeri qualifies this teaching, and he says, Lo Yishanu, we didn't learn this teaching of Rabbi, that if it became disconnected, you'll take it down. Elisha Pirshu Klapi Mata. Only when it became detached, it became detached in the direction towards going down from the Mizbech. I mean, it got distanced further away from the Maracha, from the pyre, from the fire on the Mizbech. So it became detached, and it was towards a downward movement away. So that's already pirshu. And like we said, so now there's no relevancy for it to, for the fire. It's not secondary to the meat anymore, and therefore you're going to take it down. Avaklapi malo, but says Reb Zeira, if let's say when it became detached closer towards the upward, meaning towards the maracha, that's not considered separation that now, oh, it has nothing to do anymore, we're going to take it down. The krebuhu de krebul equal. It's actually was just getting closer to the fire, meaning when it's connected, you have to burn it on the fire, like we said. So although it became detached, but detached in a way getting closer to the fire, which was the requirement that you had on it, then actually, you're not going to take it down. That has to come on Reb Zeira of Afila Pirshu. Is that really so? Even if it's disconnected? But you're saying if it got closer, then you'll actually burn it on the Mizbech? But the words of Rebbe were, if it's attached, then you take it up. But if it became detached, it sounds like we're not going to differentiate. You're always going to take it down. So Rabbi says, Nachikam. And this is what Reb Zeira was saying. A different qualification. Lai Shana, we didn't learn this, that it says that if Pirshu became disconnected, that Yerdu, but including the halacha, sounded like that although you have to take it down, but it's still included in halachic stringencies of kachim, of karbanis, where although you can't sacrifice it anymore because it's not part of habas of Adam, because we said only kol is only when it's attached, so though it's detached and you're not going to sacrifice it, but it still has halachic stringencies of the parts of the limbs of a karban ayla, that says Reb Zeira, as Rab is explaining, that was only said, Elisha Pirshula Achazrika, only if the bones, the tendons, all these other parts became detached after the blood of the carbon was thrown. So therefore, since at the time the blood was thrown, which is the primary element of defining a carbon, at that point in time, the Zrika established that the bone, which was attached at that time, belongs to the Mizbech. Now, when it gets detached, so he said, okay, it's detached, so you're not going to burn it on the fire anymore. But it was already considered kachim, because at the time of the throwing of the blood, it was still attached. It's just kachim pesulin. It's invalidated kachim. So it's still going to have the limitations of kachim to it. Now, that's what Reb Zeira was qualifying. Avapirshu kaidim zrika, but if let's say it had detached from the meat before the blood was thrown, so therefore at the time the blood was thrown, the bones and these other elements had nothing to do with the altar. So then actually, asai zrika visharasinu. And actually, now when the blood is thrown, it's actually going to permit the bones for a commoner to use, afila mevid minayu kata desikin, even to make a handle for a knife. Meaning, just like the meat becomes permitted for the mizbeach, for whatever element it's required at the time of when the blood is thrown, which a carbon that's put, like an oil is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, it's when the blood is thrown. Chatas meat becomes permitted to be eaten by the kohen when the blood is thrown. So too, the bones become permitted for what they're designated for, which is for the benefit of the kohen, as the Gemara is going to shortly quote like Rabbi Shmuel. As the Gemara explains, Savala Rabba held, Ki hadar Rabbi Yechidah Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, which is Nemer lo yia ba'oila. It says in the Pasuk regarding the carbon oila, it says, Oir ha'oila asha hikriv la'kohen, the hide of the carbon oila which was sacrificed is for the kohen, lo yia, for him it should be. Which tells us that the kohen gets the skin of the carbon oila, the hide. Now, Menema lo yia ba'ashem, it says those same two words, by the carbon ashem, it says, kachatas ka'ashem, like the sin offering is the guilt offering, tara achas lahem, one halacha should be to them, ha'kohen, etc., lo yia, it goes to the kohen. So what do we learn now from Megazer Shava? Ma Ashem Atzmaisim Mutarin, just like the carbon Ashem. The bones of the Ashem are permitted for the Kain to use, because even the meat is permitted for the Kain to consume by the Ashem. Af Ayla Atzmaisim Mutarin. So to the carbon Ayla, the bones are also permitted. Now if you're going to say, wait a second, how can you make a handle for a knife out of the bones of the carbon Ayla? But even though if you're learning it from the carbon Ashem, the Ashem meat becomes forbidden after the designated time of however long you could eat the carbon asham for a day and a night, becomes nicer, and then you have to burn it. So that Rashi explains, no, because halach of nicer, of being left over the designated time, is only for something that can be consumed. Like the Pasuk says, v'anicer mibsar hazevach, like the meat, the bones which are not eaten, then actually it's permitted indefinitely. So therefore, says Rabbah, just like this teaching of Rabbi Shmuel, what does it mean, what is Reb Zeira qualifying the lo yishanu? That we didn't learn that it's going to have a relationship with the basar only if it was still attached at the time of the zrika. Then afterwards it became detached. So okay, then you can't sacrifice it anymore. But it was already qualified as kosher at the time of the zrika, which was it was supposed to be burned in the fires. And now you can't. But okay, but you're still limited. They're still going to have like the halacha of me'ila. But if it became detached before the zrika, so when the time when you did the zrika, just like the hide of the ayla is permitted for the kanim, so do the bones had no relevancy to the mizbeach, and therefore like the other parts of the carbon, like the hide, it actually gets totally permitted for kanim for common usage, and that's an indefinite permissibility. Now says the Gemara, but mufni, the gzera shavah that you're learning from lo yiyah by the ayla, which you're learning from the ashim lo yiyah, and that's how you know that the bones are going to be permitted, just like the bones are permitted by the carbon ashim, you have to say that the gzera shavah has that when it says lo yiyah, it's superfluous, that the words are extra, not just a habit to say the same words, but they're intrinsic and necessary for the pasha itself, because the eloi mufni, because if the words are not extra, there's many different types of gzera shavahs, when both terms are extra, when one term is extra, when none are extra. If it wasn't extra, then ikla mifrich, you could ask, although that you're allowed to make a gzera shava, and Allah defines gzera shava based on even if the words are not extra, but anytime there's a pircha, that there's any refutation of that, that there's a question on that, it refutes the gzera shava. And if the words weren't extra, you could ask, well, mala asham, how could you learn out the halacha of the bones of an ayla from the bones of an asham? Maybe by the bones of the asham they're permitted, because you find the leniency by the asham shekim besar mutter, where the flesh of the carbon asham is also permitted. That's eaten by the kahanim. In contrast, by ayla, how can you say the bones are permitted when we know the flesh is forbidden? That's actually always burnt on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, you're right. Lo yiyah, yiseir ksiv, the words by the carbon ayla, when it says lo yiyah, are extra, because the pasuk could have just written, the hide of the carbon ayla which was brought goes to the kain. Why does it say lo yiyah? To him it should be, it's seemingly extra, is to teach you that you could learn out the gzeir shava, even though there's a percha from the carbon ashram. Now, the Gemara asks, Matzah Rav Adbar Avi Asan Rabba from the following brisa. The brisa says, Atzameis Kadshim, the bones of Kadshim, for example, like a carbon chattis and the carbon ashram. So says the Braisa, Lifnei Zrika Moyelimpan. Before the blood of the carbon was thrown, there's going to be Me'ila, like any Kachi Kachim. There was never a permissibility for anyone that was totally Hashem's. There was no permissibility for Kanim until the blood is thrown. Then the meat becomes permitted. Then the bones become permitted. So before the blood is thrown, there's going to be Me'ila on the bones. Lach Zrika Ein Moyelimpan. After the blood was thrown, so the meat is permitted, like we said, for the Ashram, and the bones are permitted, like we said, for the Ashram, and like Chattas. So then there's no more Me'ila. There's no halacha misappropriation from Hekdash. Continues the Braisa, Vishel Oila, regarding the bones of a carbon Oila, Mayalin Bahan Loi Oilam, there is always going to be Me'ila. Now that refutes how Rabbi just said before. He was learning this Loi Shonu, this qualification of the bones of the carbon Oila. He said, well, it depends. He said, if the bones became detached after the blood was thrown, yeah, then it's going to have the halacha of Me'ila. But before, it's not going to, it's actually permitted for common usage. Here the Braisa seems not to differentiate and says there's always going to be Me'ila. Says the Gemara, no, Ema, you should read the halacha over here in the Braisa differently. It actually is differentiating. When it says, v'shaloyla mo'ilam ben lo'ilam, it's talking about a specific case. Rather say, the Braisa was saying, v'shaloyla, regarding the bones of an oila, like Rabbi had said. Pirshu lefnei zrika, if it's separated, it's not, before the blood was thrown, then actually ain't mo'ilam, then there's no me'ila. It's actually totally permitted, like the hide of the carbon oila, which is permitted for kahanim and for common usage. La'acha zrika, this is what the words don't say, but it should say this. If the bones became detached after the blood was thrown, then Moilim ben Loilim, then there's going to always be Me'ila, because like we said, then it was already designated for the Mizbeach, because it was secondary to the meat, it was connected at the time of the Zrikas Adam, and then it became detached, so it's Kachim Psulin, then it's going to have Me'ila. But you're right, beforehand there's not going to be Me'ila. Nothing more tells us, Upligad Rebbe Lazar. This teaching of Rabba disagrees with Rebbe Lazar, because the Amr Rebbe Lazar, he had said, almost the inverse of like what Rabbi had said. He said that if the bones became detached before the blood was thrown, then actually moyelin behem, then there's always going to be misappropriation. Why? Says a different logic, which the opposite of Rabbi. Rabbi said if it came detached before Zrika, then there's no Me'ila. After Zrika, then there is Me'ila. He's saying no. If it became detached before the blood was thrown, since it became detached, so as we said, it's already detached before the blood is thrown, so the bones are not able to be sacrificed on Mizbech. Like we said, it has nothing to do with it. It's not secondary to it anymore. So therefore, the Zrikas Adam is not affecting the bones. So therefore, it retains its original prohibition, meaning a carbon oila, everything is prohibited until the blood is thrown. It all belongs to Hashem's, like all kachi kachi. The blood is thrown, then things become permitted what to do with it. Now, the bones, unlike the pasuk's permissibility of the hide, let's say, to go to the kahanim, doesn't say regarding the bones. It says that if it's attached, then you'll sacrifice. If not, So then it doesn't have any permissibility. It's going to retain its original me'ilah. La'achaz rikas, says Rabbi Elazar, if it got detached after the blood was thrown, then lo'inen, and then, okay, rabbinically, you're still not allowed to have benefits from it, but v'lo'y mo'ilin, but there's not going to be biblically misappropriation like Rabbi Shmuel, because he learns out lo'yia of oila from lo'yia of asham. Now, by the carbon asham, there, the separation of the bones and everything of the carbon is only after blood was thrown, because when do the bones become permitted by the asham? The same time together with the meat. When does the meat become permitted? When the blood is thrown. So it's the permissibility of the throwing of the blood that actually permits it. So if it was attached at that time, it was considered contingent on the meat itself, because it was attached to it. So if it would stay attached, okay, so you'd burn it on the Mizbech. If it got detached, but it got the permissibility of the Zrikas Hadam, because the Zrikas Hadam does affect the meat, just like we see by the Ashram, that you learn that Lo'yir from there. Now, by the Ashram, the meat is eaten, and then the bones are permitted. By the Oila, the meat is sacrificed. But the Zrika affects the Basar, so it's also going to affect the bones. If it stays attached, they'll both be sacrificed. If it gets detached, okay, so then just like we see by Lo'yir by Ashram, there the bones are permitted, here are the bones. If it gets detached after the Zrikas Hadam, then it's also going to be permitted. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding Vekulon, regarding all the items we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, both those which are totally irrelevant to be brought up on the top of Mizbeach, meaning that they're apostle, but like we said that in the previous Mishnah, is that in Olu Lo'yerid, if they were put up, they don't come down, or like in the previous Mishnah itself, regarding the bones and the sinews, which are, if they're connected, we said, then you bring it up, and then if the fire consumes it, then says the Mishnah regarding these items, shepaku mal gabim mizbech, if they burst off from the altar and they fell onto the floor, which although we said these things you're not going to take them down, but if let's say they were put on the fire and then they burst off, then lo yachzer, then you do not have to put it back on, because all we said was that just you're not going to take it down, or it's secondary, but once it bursts down to the bottom, you don't have to bring it back up. It doesn't have the requirements as the regular limbs, which have the biblical halacha of hekta chalav veivam, which are sacrificed on Mizbeach through the night. So to begin, v'chein gacheles shepaka magav Mizbeach, so to have a coal, one of the, because they would bring logs of wood and they would burn it on Mizbeach, if a coal falls off the Mizbeach, lo yach, so you don't have to put it back on. However, says the Mishnah, evarim shepaka magav Mizbeach, regarding the primary elements of the oilo or the karbanis, which are the limbs, which came off from the altar, so then says the Mishnah, depends. If it burst off from the altar before midnight, then yachzer, then one has to put it back on to the pyre, onto the fire, as we will explain the reason. And umoylimba. So therefore, there's still going to be misappropriation because it's still considered something which is designated for the mizbech, for Hashem, because you still got to put it back on. La'achachatzais, if it fell off after midnight, then lo yachzer, then you don't put it back, you don't have to put it back on. And the umoylimba, and therefore, there's not going to be me'ila anymore because since it's already considered as if it's consumed, as the Gemara will explain this after midnight. So it's considered halachically like something like its mitzvah was already done with it. Once the mitzvah of kachim was already done with it, then there's no me'ila, so already like deconsecrated, and therefore there's not going to be halacha misappropriation. Now, concludes the Mishnah. K'shem sham mizbech mekadesh esaro loy. Just like we said in the opening Mishnah of this parak and the following Mishnah is that just like the altar sanctifies that which is fit for it, and even if it's, let's say, pasul, or if it's the atzamis, whatever they are that are not the primary, and we really wouldn't bring it up, but once it's on, it's already going to sanctify it. Kacha kevesh mekadesh, so too the ramp also has the same halacha as the mizbech, it will also sanctify it. And so too says the Mishnah, k'shem shem mizbech v'akevesh mekadesh nesar ola, and just like the altar and the ramp will sanctify that which is fit for it, kacha kelim mekadesh, and so too the service vessels of the Beis HaMikdash also have the same halacha that will sanctify that which is fit for it. Now the Gemara asks regarding this halacha of the Ivarim, hey chidami, what is the case talking about that you're dividing between what's before midnight and after midnight regarding putting back up or not? So the Gemara asks, how do we understand this? Ida isbuhu mamish, if there's still substance left to the limbs, meaning the flesh is still recognizable, didn't get totally burnt up, then afila la'acha chatzais nami, then even after midnight, you should also still have to put it back up because you still didn't fulfill the biblical halacha of consuming, of burning the limbs. And ida lesbuhu mamish, and if there is no substance to the meat, it's totally burnt up, and even before midnight, you should also not have to put it back on because you already consumed it, shred like ashes. So how do we understand this halachic division of midnight? Says Gemara, Loi Tzricha, no. it's necessary the case that we're talking about regarding this halach of the Mishnah of midnight as a continued Tamid Beis specifically is Toma Bishriri, when the piece of meat got hard, meaning the fire pulled out all the moisture of the meat, made it hard, where the fire had taken hold of the piece of meat getting charred, it just didn't get like ashes, and therefore it's like a dry piece of wood that we're talking about. You're right. As we're going to explain shortly, if it totally got burnt up, then even before Chatzais, you have to put it back on. If it's totally like a piece of meat, totally still moist, then even after Chatzais, you got to put it on. What the middle case we're talking about, and that's why the division of Chatzais is regarding that halacha, is when it got hard like a piece of wood. So it's not totally burnt, yet it's not totally moist. That's going to be dependent if it got burst off before Chatzais or after Chatzais. So the Gemara says, where do we know this halacha from? That would be contingent on Chatzais, on midnight. So Amar Ravi says, because we have two contradictory psukim. Kasav Echad, which are one after another in this halacha. Kasav Echad, Oimer, one pasuk says in Mayikra, Kol halaylo behikter. All night you should be burning the limbs on the Mizbech. It doesn't actually say these words. The words of the pasuk are, Al maikta al Mizbech kol halayla ad habayker. The carbon ayla should be on the fire, on the altar, all the night until the morning. Which, that means to have it burnt. It's on the maikta, on the fire. Now, because of Echad, but it says afterwards, meaning first, the word kol halayla is from the pasuk we just quoted, but it, as the Gemara is explaining, as Rav is saying, it's going on the next pasuk too. So it says kol halayla, all night, and the next pasuk says veheirim, that you're going to go ahead and separate the ashes, which the halacha of trumas hadeshen, taking it off, not having it burned, taking it off and putting it on the side of the mizbeach. Now, as Rav learns, that's also going on the previous pasuk of kol halayla, that you do this all night, because it doesn't say in the next pasuk, Velavash HaKoin Baboikr Midevad, that the Koin in the morning puts on his linen garments. Rather, all it says is, from the previous pasuk, it says, Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoikr, all night until the morning. Then the next pasuk says, Velavash, he gets dressed, and Veherim, and that he goes and does Trumas Hadashin. Now, so how do we understand this? It sounds like from the two different sukkim that all night it should be burnt, yet the next pasuk makes it sound like, because it's a continuation from the previous pasuk, that all night he gets dressed and does Trumas Hadashin. So is he doing Trumas Hadashin all night, meaning from even the beginning of the night, and therefore it's only burning a little bit? Or is he actually not doing it at all, he only does it at the end of the night, because all night has to burn? So says Rav as follows, Chelkeyu, you're right, all of it should be for both, you split it, and that's where midnight comes in. Chetzai l'haktara, half of the night should be burning it, meaning it's not going to be considered consumed, unless, like we said, if it's totally ashes, then even before midnight, but we're talking about where it's hard, but not totally burnt, you're not totally moist, half of it should be for burning, v'chetzi l'harama, and half of it should be for doing trumas hadeshen, meaning, even if it's hard, it's still going to be fit to do trumas hadeshen on it, because it's considered deshen after midnight. You're right, if it's totally flesh, then you can't say it's deshen, and then even after chetzeis of a fellow, you'll put it back on. But that's how we understand from this pasuk, that middle type of piece of meat, half of it for burning, but if it fell off afterwards, half of it is already, you could do Trumas Hadeshen on it. Now, Master Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks, on this opinion of Rav, who he said that half the night is for Trumas Hadeshen, for taking off the ashes, which sounds like, but before midnight, that's not a time yet for doing Trumas Hadeshen, even, seemingly, from that which already became ashes. Yeah, if it fell off, okay, maybe that's the halacha that Rav was coming to explain. If it's ashes, you're not going to have to put it back on. But it sounds like for the halacha of Trumas Hadeshen, of taking off the ashes, that you can't do before midnight. On that, as Rav Kahana, for Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, because it says, like we said, Chetzi Laharama, which means the first half you cannot be doing any Trumas Hadeshen, you got to leave it. The Mishnah says in Yuma, B'chol Yoyim Term SMS Beach. Every single day, a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen would do what's called Trumas Hadeshen, which means the separation, the elevation of the ashes, a shovelful, he would put on the eastern side of the ramp of the Mizbeach. Now, when would the Kohen do it? Mikrois HaGevah, from the time that the crier would make the announcement, which was a short while before it became Alois HaShachar, or not exactly that same time, but near that time, whether Mofanov or Me'achar, a little bit before, a little bit after, but at that time. But Yom Kippur, Mechatzais, and Yom Kippur, it was much earlier, it was by midnight. But Regalim in Yom Tovim was even earlier, it was by Ashmaris HaRishayna, which a night is split into three different parts. At the end of the first part, then already they would start doing Trumas Adeshin. Why? Because since there were so many Karbanos on Yom Tovim, so there was a lot of ashes, so they had to go collect all the ashes from the fires on the Mizbeach to put in that pile, what's called the Tepuach, in the middle of the Mizbeach, so they could organize the fires already at nighttime, so they could start slaughtering and bring up the Karban Tovim already on Lashon Hashachar, because they have a lot of Karbanos to bring that day. Now, on that, asked Rav Kahana, if you learn like Rav in his understanding of the Pasuk, what's Kalalaila? Kalalaila is Hikter, or is Kalalaila Harem? So he says, well, it depends. First half is for Hikter. Second half is when you start doing Trumas Adeshin. So it sounds like the law of Trumas Adeshin biblically is only from midnight. Well, then, Heichem Ekadminan. How could you then go ahead, as we see by the Regalim, by the Imtaivim, to do it already from the third of the night, which is before halfway point? And also, as the Girsa has with Heichem Achrinan, how could you delay? How could you have on a regular day doing it right before the morning time if halachically it should always be like we do on Yom Kippur, whereas Rizim Magdim Lemitzis, you should do it already at midnight. How could we do it much later if the biblical time is by midnight? So on that, rather, says the Gemara, Amar B'Yechanan, and the Girsa has different Girsais if you say the word Ella, because if your B'Yechanan is really explaining the opinion of Rav, it's not Ella, it's not a retraction. Rather, Rabbi Yechon explains that the Psukim could be resolved like the way Rav had said it, which is coming to teach us that midnight is going to make it as if it was ma'ukul, as if it was consumed regarding this middle type of limbs, which are hard, not moist, but not totally charred, that before Chatzais, they're considered like they're in the halacha of that you still have to burn it. From midnight and on, it's already considered a time that you already could do the Trumas Adeshin, because they're considered like ashes. Now, however, regarding doing Trumas Adeshin on the limbs which are already totally consumed, which are totally ashes even before midnight, that we learn now from this pasuk that could be done even before midnight. Because it says Rabbi Yechon as follows, Mimash b'shenemer kol alayla, because you have to read this pasuk a little bit more fine. From the fact that the pasuk said that this is the law of the Ayla, it should be on the fire, on the Mizbeach, kol halayla, all night, and it says, Ad HaBaker, until the morning, and the fire of the Mizbeach should be burning over there. Now it says, so you burn it all night. Heini Yedea Sha'ad HaBaker, don't I know that it's going to be until the morning? In other words, if the Pasuk is just coming to say, like the simple understanding of the Pasuk, that one should still be bringing up the limbs and be burning them until the morning, because it's saying Kol HaLaila, then you know they're ready from Kol HaLaila. So what's Ad HaBaker? All night is until the morning. So Matam Olima Ad HaBaker. So what is it teaching us when it says until the morning? So that's only coming to tell us regarding the law of the Trumas Adeshin. To tell us that you could do the Trumas Adeshin kol halayla, all night. Because the way you read the Pasuk now, the way Rabbi Yechon is explaining, when it says Ad HaBaker until the morning, it's going on the next Pasuk of Veherim, of doing the Truma. Which is, when it says until the morning, means to say not including the morning, meaning it has to be before the morning you do Veherim. But it doesn't say exactly how much. So says the Gemara, 10 biker lebakri shalayla. What it's coming to say is, yeah, if it only said kalalayla, I would know that you do it all night until the morning. Why are you saying ad habaker? Is to tell you that the regular morning of the night is alois hashachar, is when the morning starts coming out. But when it's saying ad habaker, it's saying make another morning, meaning make it a little bit earlier. Now, since the pasuk doesn't specify exactly, just says to make it earlier, so then everything's going to be according to what's necessary to be done at that time. So, Hilkach, therefore, kol yema, every regular day, mekreisak ever. For when the crier calls out, whether before, meaning near it, either before or afterwards, sagi, that's going to be enough, because we just have to do it a little bit before the morning. We don't have to do it so much earlier, because they kind of are resting, and they have a lot of time that day. B'yom Kippurim, where all the work of the entire day is incumbent upon the Kohen Gadol, and there's Mishum Chulsho, the Kohen Gadol, because of the frailty of the Kohen Gadol, you have to do it much earlier so that he has time and doesn't have to be rushing. He could do that when he still has time, by midnight, which is going to be Mechatzais. B'regalim on Yom Tovim, the Nefesh Karbanos, with his many sacrifices, the Kadmo Asi Yisrael, where the Jewish people already come, Ashmaris Hashanah, they already come at the end of the first third of the night, like the end of the Mishnah there teaches, the Lohaitz the Kriyas HaGever Magas, that it didn't come time for the crier to call out, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash was already full with Jewish people. So because of that, they had to do it much earlier. But that's what we're learning from over here, says Rabbi Yechon, is that yes, when it says Kalalayla, it's seemingly going on Behikter, which doesn't say the word Behikter, but it means Al-Mikta, and it also says Kalalayla on the next Pasuk, we're on Beherim. So how do we understand this? So says Rav, like we explained, we should understand the halacha that we said before of our Mishnah, which is half the night is for burning and half the night is for Trumas Hadashim. Again, if it's totally consumed, and that's where Birchin comes to explain, that you could do even before, and if it's not consumed at all, if it's still moist, then you do it after Chatzis. But the Pasuk is talking about the middle type, which that you'll do, half is, it's not considered consumed before Chatzis, it is considered consumed after Chatzis. But then how do you understand this halacha of, if it sounds like Trumas Hadashim is only biblically from midnight on, how do we do by the regalim beforehand? And that's Rabbi Yechon, because you have to read the Pasuk also, it says, seemingly the extra words of Ad HaBaker. What is it saying, Ad HaBaker? It's to say that Ad HaBaker is on Beherim. Which, what does that mean? It means to say that there should be an earlier morning for the Beherim. Now, it doesn't say how long that could be. So depending on what's required, you can do that as early as necessary. Regular day, you could do it right before. A little bit before the morning, which is the time of Kreis HaGever. Yom Kippur, you need more time because the Kohen is ill. So because it's going to make him weak. So you do it by midnight. But you could do even before midnight. What type? Not the type of Shariri, because Shariri, yeah, could only be done after Chatzis, because it's not really considered Ma'ukul. But something that really is Ma'ukul, then the Torah tells us you could have Bakri LaBakri, you could have an earlier morning, which is even going to be before Chatzis, that you could be doing the Trumas Hadashim. And that doesn't contradict Rav's Halacha, which was only to Mamay Shariri there, yes, it's only going to be considered Ma'ukul from Chatzis and on. But again, a true Ma'ukul, something that's totally consumed, even before Chatzis, not only will you not put on the Mizbech, but one could even at that point already do Trumas Hadashim.